for the future, I would love to employ diabetes liaison nurses, you know, not practice nurses with an interest, but actually specialist diabetes nurses within the practice, but working with us, you know, so that we can really carry on upping our game. And they're still very secondary care based, and I think, and even if they're employed by a PCT, very secondary care based, and you can understand why they like to work in a team. But I think what I would really like to see more of them coming out into the community. Consultants starting to come out in the community, and that's lovely when they do, because you learn so much from them, but they're very busy, and I think as long as the bulk of the routine care is done appropriately in the community, then travelling to the hospital shouldn't be such a hard thing. But I think the biggest thing is, I think the GPs are getting there, but our patients, when they go onto a non-diabetic ward in hospital, still come out with horror stories. And I really hope that changes. And I think, again, in hospital, you can't change insulin unless you're a member of the diabetes team. Diabetes is seen as a special thing to be educated. And really, I think it should be part of every doctor and every nurse's training, so that they have no problem with adjusting insulin levels. Often people tell stories, they've had type 1 diabetes for years, and they go in and all their insulin and their glucose monitor is taken away from them. You know, what makes them, when they go in with a broken leg, or what makes them unable, you know, to actually advise on what their blood sugars could be? And I know that when the DSNs go around and see them, they're completely with the patient, but it's just this whole protocol. You can't medicate yourself, you're now a patient. And I think that needs to change, recognise the expertise that the patients have. Going back to medical students, we have first, second, third and fourth year medical students coming into the practice. And what's lovely is, certainly in the first and second years, they do quite a lot on diabetes. And we are getting patients who come in from the community, our patients from our practice, are coming in and talking to the students right at the beginning of their career about having diabetes. And unlike me, they're meeting people who are working, or, you know, I remember very clearly one 88-year-old who came in and showed them how she gives herself her insulin and how she checks her own glucose. And she'd needed insulin for 6 months, and she just came in and showed them. And you could see for them, it was, you know, this is amazing. And it stops this only seeing nurses giving. And I think, before I finish, really, I think the forgotten tribe are the district nurses. And my experience is the district nurses are doing so much diabetes care. They're going into the housebound, the people who can't see. They have increasing numbers of very disabled people being supported in the community, and they are giving them their injections every single day, and they're providing, you know, a day-to-day contact with people, and their level of knowledge is just fantastic. You know, because of them, we can initiate insulin in the community, because we know that you can start the insulin and you know someone's going to come and see them once or twice a day. And it is, you know, that reassuring, don't worry, you don't have to inject yourself until you feel absolutely ready. You know, get used to feeling it. And I think, you know, the district nurses mean that we're now much better at giving the same diabetes care to those who are housebound. It's not just those who can come up to the practice, but these people are getting the same, and should be getting the same amount of care and support. So they will call us in. You know, we're not controlling this person's, and if I can't sort it, then we'll ask the DSNs who can go and see them. So I think the community care for the frail is better. And I look forward to really, you know, continuing to change and adapt. So I think lots more research, huge, huge academic units now. And there are new drugs that we're starting to use. And I think it will remain a very interesting area.